Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate with your hosts, Joe Daniel and John Wallace.
When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.
Take it easy, champ. Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Brought to you by CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to realtalk@wsjm.com. Now, here are John and Joe.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Joe Daniels, John Wallace in the studios tonight. It's Lisa Livermore of RE/MAX Modern Realty in Niles. Over 40 sales the past year, 7 current listings, and more folks she's getting ready to list as well. Several 5-star reviews, including Kyle, who said Lisa was great to work with. She kept in mind our needs and interests and worked hard to make sure we ended up in the home we wanted. I would recommend Lisa to anyone that is looking to buy a new home. Kenna states, I chose Lisa over other realtors because of her ability to assist in selling my home after I had moved. Little did I know that the process would be so complicated. Fortunately, Lisa acted as a buffer and took care of my every need. Lisa's website is ListMore with Livermore. That's LiverMore.com. Easy to find, and if you Google her, she comes right up. Cell phone 269-635-0528. You can reach Lisa by email at LisaLivermore@remax.net. Welcome back, Lisa.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Nice to be here.
How's your winter been?
Good. It's been good. Business-wise, I have actually been very consistent, very steady. So I've really not had a lull too much. So
that's things pretty have been unusual for Michigan winters, I think.
Right? Yeah, I've done really consistent, really well. So I'm very thankful for that.
Tell us, give us just a quick update on what's happening in South County and Cass County, because those animals are different. As it were, animals, maybe not the right term. Those homes, those buyers, those sellers are different than what it's like in North County.
I can tell you for number wise that the listings, it seems like there's, as soon as we get new houses on the market, they go under contract. And so we have not really hit above 1,000 homes. And when I say 1,000 homes, and I'm talking really for the whole southwestern Michigan region.
Right.
So that includes up in the St. Joe area and then also down what you refer to as the South County. So as of yesterday, there was like 957 homes, and we are hovering like right around that, anywhere from like 948, you know, 955, I mean 957. So houses
right,
are always coming on the market.
Are gone right now.
That's right. So even though new houses are coming on the market, it's like their demand is too great and it's not able to really put a lot of houses on the market because as soon as they come on, they're under contract. So I just have one. I know I'm talking a little bit out of this area, but the one in Parenton, I mean, just within a matter of a couple days and it was under contract. So
where's Parenton?
Parenton is up in, it's in the middle of the state of Michigan in Gratiot County.
Oh, okay.
It's right on 57. And up in that area, I mean, it just seems to be statewide that I'm assuming nationwide, but I know the housing market just is not, none of us seem to have the inventory on the in the market right now.
Well, that's why next week at Southwest Michigan College, there is a spring seller seminar coming up. So let's talk about that coming up next. We're talking to Lisa Livermore, RE/MAX Modern Realty in Niles. And of course, lists and sells homes all over Michigan, as you just described. Her email is Lisa Livermore, LiverMore, at RE/MAX.net. Cell phone is 269-635-0528. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Joe Daniels in the studio, John Wallace tonight with Lisa Livermore of RE/MAX Modern Realty in Niles. Website for Lisa is listmorewithlivermore.com. Cell phone 269-635-0528. And her email is lisalivermore@remax.net. The Facebook, well, you said the Facebook page is the same thing, listmorewithlivermore.
Facebook.com/listmorewithlivermore.
So can go like the Facebook page today too, or Joe's or mine or, you know, whichever one you want.
It's like Pokemon. You got to like them all. Catch them all or something.
Catch them all. Something like that. We were talking in that first segment, but off air as well, about how there are so many buyers and compared to listings and everybody and their brother. I was having this conversation with Mark Harvey earlier this weekend, Joe, but everybody and their brother is doing first time home buyer seminars to try and attract more buyers. But what are we doing to reach out to folks who should be listing and to sellers?
Exactly. And that's kind of what got me thinking. I myself even had hosted a first time home buyer buyer seminar with a lender. And then I just kept seeing more and more of these buyer seminars popping up. And we've got the lunch and learns that lenders do. And everyone is going after the buyers. And really, in this market, the buyers are not the problems. We've got the people. We've got the money. We've got the pre-approval letters. I mean, those buyers are out there. They are looking. They're on Zillow or whatever other outlet that they choose to use. Every day, they are looking to see what's on the market. So really, it's not the buyers that we need to go after. It's the sellers. It's the listings. We need the houses, the inventory on the market. So that's why I got this idea. Hey, let's go. Let's have a spring seller seminar. What better time to have this than to hold it in the spring? People are looking at getting their houses ready to put on the market anyway. School's going to be ending soon. They like to do a lot of the moving in the summer before school starts, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. And we want to Remax. What we are doing is we are trying to position ourselves as we are going to be the leader in this area in the market, right? To go after the sellers. And we have something to offer them of value. And that's what sellers need to know. They need to know that we have, that help is there for them. If they don't know where to go, what to do, we're going to provide a lot of information. We've got Jeff Putnam with Putnam Appraisal Services.
Seen a lot of appraisals from Jeff. Does very good work.
Thank you. Thank you. And also Steve Light with American Home Shield. They've got some good information to offer potential sellers, and we want them to know what that information is and empower them and let them get their homes ready or do what they need to do in order to get their house put on the market. So that's what we are doing. This could not be at a better location. It's at the Southwestern Michigan College, the Niles campus, right at that 60 and 12 interchange right there.
Oh, easy to access.
Easy access. So if we get people from Edwardsburg, DeWajak, Cassopolis, Niles, that's a great location, centrally located. They've got a community room there, and it's just a great setup. So,
and some of the other realtors involved too. Mark Skeen, for instance, sold my grandparents' house before it was even listed last fall in Buchanan, and did a great job helping my aunt, uncle, and mom go, here's the things you got to fix in the house before we can really get this out in the market and sell it. And it sold immediately and for more than the family was expecting. So he did a great job. Jennifer Stoops is well known in the area for years. Rich Shepherdson and yourself as well. Now, it's Wednesday, March 28th. So that's next week, 6 to 7 p.m. in the community room. And I like the idea of not only having the realtors involved, but bringing in an appraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, Joe, and you've seen this too, we all tend to think our house is worth more than it is.
Absolutely.
There's this thing floating around Facebook where it says what I think my house is worth, and it's a picture of the Taj Mahal.
Right.
And then I'm trying to think what the buyer thinks it's worth, and it's a picture of a tent, right?
Yeah.
Just to show you how folks kind of perceive the worth of their home. So it's really nice to have an appraiser who's coming to not only talk about the appraisal process, which I think if you don't deal with it every day, sounds intimidating. It's not. It's not that bad. But then also to say, here is the value of getting an appraisal, why having a local appraiser is important. I'm
Absolutely.
Sure Jeff will have a lot to say about that.
I do too.
And you know, on the flip side of that, it's also when we talk about home values, the values of homes, right? From a buyer's perspective, it's pretty much subjective. It's relative. Mm-hmm. What might not be worth it to me is absolutely worth it and more to another person. And so what we are seeing is, I just ran into this not too long ago where I have a buyer and he knows what's on the market. They've been looking, right? The buyers aren't the problem. We've got plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not just a want. I want this house. I mean, he needed this home for his family. Some situations there. It was very important that he gets this home. And so I knew that. And so he said, I already knew there were two other offers on the table. So we've got three offers, right? So he comes in and he says, look, I want this home. I mean, just the look in this guy's eye. And I knew, I felt his pain. I knew what was going on. And I said, I understand that. I said, we are not going to offer full price for this home because the other two agents that we are in direct competition with, they know the seriousness of the competition, what's on the market. I said, we're not going to do that. I can almost guarantee you that they have already put in a full price offer. We're going to go just a little bit above. And we did. We went just a little bit above. It appraised for a little bit above. And so it was my buyer that got that house. They accepted our offer. So that is what we are doing as agents. You've got to think outside the box. No longer is it going to be just a full price offer. Sometimes we have to go and make it a little enticing for those sellers. If you've got a situation where you have a buyer that it's not not just a want, but a need. And I knew the situation, the desperateness of the situation. So we went just a little bit above and it appraised just fine and everything was good. So we're getting ready to close. Probably could close on it by Wednesday, but
Thursday'd be fine.
You know, well, we have to wait another week, you know, because they have to also buy their home and clothes and whatnot. Yeah, so, yeah. But that's where we're at in the market right now.
Well, and we saw it in 16 and we saw it in 17 too. Particularly, it's one of the great reasons why right now is a better time to be out either listing or buying a home. Because when we get into school gets out, June, July, and August in particular, in 16 and 17, we saw 2 to 20,000 over listing price get accepted and appraised throughout the region. So moving quicker now on either the listing side or I'm trying to buy now before the market really heats up in the summer can be an advantage for both a listing person and a buying person.
Absolutely. When we talk about the spring market, I always say the pre-spring time is really the best time if you want to get your house listed and put it on the market. Because then once spring is full on, everything's in full bloom, sellers like to see that because it presents their home much better.
Curb appeal.
Curb appeal. But what we're talking also then is that's when everyone else, so you get the flood of the spring market with all these homes coming on. So your competition's a little bit stiffer, you know? So really the pre-spring time is really the best time, I think, for sellers.
Mm-hmm. And so next Wednesday, March 28th from 6 to 7 p.m., Lisa Livermore, along with her colleagues from RE/MAX Modern Realty, as well as Jeff Putnam, Putnam Appraisal Services, and Steve Light of American Home Shield. You'll be at the community room at Southwest Machine College. You said right at the junction of 12 and 60. Sorry. Again, 6 to 7 next week, and all the information that Lisa's been mentioning, plus a lot more, will be made available to folks considering selling their home. Maybe there's some questions or some obstacles or some concerns there, and you can bet next week on the 28th from 6 to 7 that RE/MAX Modern Realty Lisa Livermore will be available to answer those and maybe quell some of those concerns.
Yeah, and you can find more information online at listmorewithlivermore.com and the Facebook /listmorewithlivermore.com as well. Lisa's cell phone is 269-635-0528 and the email is lisalivermore@remax.net. Joe Daniels, John Wallace, Lisa Livermore, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Joe Daniels, John Wallace with Lisa Livermore from RE/MAX Modern Realty in Niles on the air tonight. Lisa's cell phone, 269-635-0528. Email is lisalivermore@remax.net. And website, listmorewithlivermore.com. Joe, you had some thoughts.
The main reason Lisa is in today, other than that you are a realtor, is you have this really exciting thing coming up next week. It's Wednesday, March 28th, 6 to 7 p.m. at the Southwest Michigan College Community Room, and it's a spring seller seminar aimed for folks who may be considering selling their home. You've talked in previous segments to this that everybody has seminars aimed for buyers, so why hasn't anybody done a spring seller seminar before?
Exactly, and so I think that there may be, I can't speak across the board, but is there a fear amongst agents that, you know, if we give them too much information, they'll do a for sale by owner, and of course we don't want that, right? But I am of the opinion, if you are a homeowner and you're looking to sell your home, why would you sell your home by owner? And don't say it's because to save the commission. You have absolutely no representation. And for the most part, they don't know what they're doing. Not to be mean or rude, but there's a lot more legalities, technicalities when you are selling your home. If you don't have your disclosures and you are setting yourself up for a potential lawsuit and you have no one to represent you. So why wouldn't you hire a realtor? Why wouldn't you go with their expertise?
Often cheaper than hiring a lawyer to do it.
Absolutely.
And doing it by yourself opens you not only up to the legalities, but if you're sitting out at Zillow or Trulia or some other website that says, okay, so here's what I think my house is worth, you don't have the full picture on what's really sold, what your house really compares to, and because it's not, they're in my neighborhood when they have 1,000 more square feet than you do, or they have brick and you have wood, or you know, there's all kinds of other variations in there. Finished basements, unfinished basements, and the national statistics are simply that using a realtor, sellers on a sales price will generate 10 to 20% more. So the realtor's commission side of that is you make it back and more.
Right.
It's okay
really
to spend 3% for realtor service if you're getting 20% more. I like the math on that. You don't lose on that. So it's interesting because, to Lisa's point, you have buyers. You have folks who are seeking homes.
Right.
What you need now are folks who are motivated to sell their homes.
Right. And so, we really do, as realtors, we really do have a lot to offer. We are of value to them as sellers. We really are. That's what we do every day. We're in and out of homes. We talk to appraisers every day, talk to lenders every day. We've got people, buyers that we're working with every day. So really, we have a lot that we offer of value. And I will tell you this story. There was a for sale by owner, a man in Buchanan that was selling a home there in Buchanan. And, you know, I was just a go get him, you know, agent. And I was just really reaching out to him. And I was wearing on him. I wanted that listing, right? And so eventually he said, yeah, Lisa, we're going to sell it. We're going to go ahead and list it with you. So, you know, that one listing then led to another listing in Buchanan, which led to another listing of his in Niles. And these were rental homes. So as soon as he could see the value that I had to bring to the table to offer him, he was so happy. He didn't have to deal with people calling him and setting up appointments. He didn't have to deal with, do they even know, are you pre-approved? I mean, they just don't know what they're up against. Once they start, they just think, oh, we're going to save some money. But they don't understand, look, we are worth our money and more to you. So
well, I go back to the 5-star review for you that we read at the top of the show, and I'm just going to pick out a couple of sentences. But I chose Lisa over other realtors because of her ability to assist in selling my home after I had moved. Little did I know that the process could be so complicated. So not only legalities, like John mentioned, but getting the right price. Don't undersell or oversell, so you never sell your house. Right. And then you have, like you said, buyers available. So you just need a listing. You may be, in very quick turn, be able to match up the perfect buyer. You help make sure that the financing is solid, that there's not going to be, oh, I'm selling my house, let me pre-spend all this money that I'm about to get, and then the financing falls apart, and then what do? You're stuck with a house and no plan.
Well, absolutely.
Not only that, but, and I was in an hour conversation with a realtor yesterday, and it just so happens that the offer for the house over here came from a Kalamazoo agent. Now, the agreements to purchase real estate are different in every region of the state of Michigan. And if you've got a realtor who's got an Indiana-Michigan license and they're coming at you with one from Indiana, those are completely different too. So if you're trying to do this on your own, A, you don't have access to the documents that are used to make an offer and an offer get accepted that have already been through the legal vetting at state levels, both with the Realtors Association and with any number of attorneys. So the ins and outs of who's ordering inspections, things that we run into, property lines, septic fix. Now, there's so many details that realtors take care of in the process, and lenders do too, that trying to do that, it's just a legal can of worms that I wouldn't want to open myself up to.
Yes, you're exactly right. And I'm dealing with that house in Gratiot County that the offer came through in a realtor out of Lansing. And I've had different contracts come through myself through the course of real estate that were through Kalamazoo. And so you're right when you say that every area has their own wording. Now, I know our purchase agreement is like 5 pages, while the greater Lansing, that is 8 pages.
Sure, because it's near the Capitol and the lawyers.
Yeah.
And so you're right. And do you know, if you're not in this business, if you're just someone selling your home, do you really know what you're looking for in a contract? And are you going to catch? So if you don't do an inspection as a seller that you were supposed to do according to the terms of your contract, but you don't do it, I mean, there's just a lot that agents really catch so much to really make the entire transaction go smoothly.
Well, on the other side of that coin, it's not just your experience too. You've got a number of other realtors in the office who are older than you are,
right?
Considerably older,
right?
Like some of us, Joe. Sorry. And you've got the brokerage behind you, and the national brokerage,
yes,
behind you that provides expertise and on all kinds of opportunities to help make sure that the buyer and the seller are both protected in this transaction.
Absolutely.
So as we talk about sellers, you have the spring seller seminar. As far as we know, the first of its kind. You heard it here first on Real Talk About Real Estate is next Wednesday, March 28th from 6 to 7 p.m. It's at Southwestern Michigan College in the community room. It's presented by RE/MAX Modern Realty, Lisa Livermore. Also, she'll have three of her colleagues there, Rich Shepherdson, Mark Skeen, and Jennifer Stoops. Also representing there will be Jeff Putnam of Putnam Appraisal Services and Steve Light of American Home Shield to talk to sellers about why it's a good idea, especially right now, to sell your home. And my question for you, Lisa, is there's so many buyers out there who have a different range of wants and needs, but is there a specific place where you know demand is especially high or a certain type of home that's being especially sought after? Just curious, if I'm sitting on a three-bedroom ranch right now and you know you've got 38 people who would
looking
buy it today, you know, let's talk about that.
Right. It does vary. It does depend on the buyer, of course. We do have the buyers, a lot of the younger generation. I've got a closing at three today. They're getting married in May, so, you
oh
know,
gosh.
It's a younger generation.
Get all
you know,
the big milestones over at one time.
Yeah, but what I will tell you this. I am getting a lot of older people who are wanting to downsize their home. They want a ranch. They want it all on one level. They don't even care if there's a basement or not. They want the main floor laundry and really a preferred, you know, an attached garage, because this is the older generation that they're wanting. They've raised their kids. They don't need the 5 acres, the 4 bedrooms. They just don't need that. So they're wanting to downsize. Okay. And so this is a great segue into, I want to share with you, this is what I think we are seeing as a society, why we don't have the listings, because this has been a trend for the past 3 years, you had just mentioned. And I really see this continuing to be a trend really for the next several years, in my opinion. And here's why. We have evolved as a society, as a whole, with our medical field. And a lot of these older generation, John, this would be even like your parents even.
It's me too.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Okay.
She said your parents.
Okay.
Oh, that was so tasteful.
And so this is what I think we are seeing, is that no longer do we need mom and dad to move in with us to take care of them. We don't need to put them in assisted living or even a nursing home. Our medical care has really evolved to the place where they can stay at home to get their care, help at home right here in the newspaper. Our care has got to the place, we're not talking just medical care. They do cooking and they'll do the laundry. They'll do light housekeeping. And it's keeping our older generation in their homes much, much longer, pretty much even to the end, so to speak. So what happens with that? We don't have a mass exodus, thus having a big boom in the real estate market, right?
Right.
It's a trickle effect. And this is going to continue, I think, for the next several years, in my opinion. That's just where we've evolved and where we've come to. We've got the pros and the cons. The pros, absolutely. It's great for mom and dad in their golden years. They can stay at home. They don't have to go to a nursing facility anymore. But the con side to that is we really need those homes.
Right.
And so we don't have the new construction keeping pace with the demand where we're at. And so that would be the resolution, really. If we had the new construction, the building of new homes, that would really help to alleviate. But we don't. We do see some construction, but it's not anywhere near.
Well, there's a short of in Southwest Michigan College actually has a degree in construction and building.
Mm-hmm.
But we've lost too many builders over the years. And we've also lost in terms of builders who just didn't make it after the collapse, but also a number who in the Midwest went, I'm going down to Florida,
right,
or I'm working on the hurricanes in Houston and all of those repairs. At the same time, you have the Spring Seller Seminar coming up next Wednesday night at Southwest Michigan College Community Room, corner where 12 and US 12 and US 60 meet. You do have some great listings right now, including, this is very affordable, and Edwardsburg is a great school district, 26440 Hillview Drive, listed at $157,900. It's a bi-level with a two-car attached garage, 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, 1,300 square foot is manageable, and the nice thing about bi-level, it's only half stairs.
Right.
Each well. Central air, beautiful patio, of course, all the appliances, heat is forced air, natural gas. Tell me a little bit about this house, because $157,900 is a great listing price and a great starter home for a young family, or if I'm downsizing from 3,000 square feet and I can't find the ranch I want, a bi-level is just as well.
Yeah, absolutely. This would make a great home, really, for a family. Edwardsburg School District, they are Blue Ribbon School District there. It's a country subdivision. I mean, you would not feel, you know, worried. It wouldn't make you nervous if your kids were out riding their bikes in the road. You know, it's a great location. Nice hardwood floor in the main level there. The one drawback that I'm hearing is a lot of times people just aren't used to, it's not actually a bi-level, it's a quad. And so, you know, the layout, it doesn't always appeal to everybody, but it does have a lot to offer. It sits on an acre. It's got the pole barn out back there. It actually has two separate wells. One is for the home. One is for the yard and the nice big garden area there.
It's got a pole barn as well.
Yes, yes. You know?
And it's built in 1975, that quad level, like Meyer calling it a bi-level. Mm-hmm. But those were a lot of those built in Southwest Michigan. Now, one of the nice things on the selling side and the buying side is that those on appraisal have to be compared to other similar designs.
Yes.
So up in St. Joe, you can find that same kind of style, for instance, running in the 195 to 220 range.
Yeah, I can speak to this directly. I bought my first home. Interestingly enough, when you said the older generation wants to move to ranches, we bought it from a couple of folks who were great grandparents, couldn't do the stairs anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They were moving to Kalamazoo to be with the grandkids in a ranch. Mm-hmm. And to your point, John, it was perfect for us. We have a daughter and it's close to the schools. There's lots of stairs, but that's okay right now. But first home, we were at 180 and that was kind of a steal. Now, granted, that's Stevensville, but it is a quad level. So to hear the same thing available at 157, I like my house, but I can't help but kick myself when I hear that there's a similar model in Edwardsburg that's, you know, 20,000
less. And it is a great school, and the football team did really well last year, too.
Yes, they did.
They lost in the finals, but they made it all the way to the state championship. Again, the listing price is $157,900. Brick and vinyl exterior, two-car attached garage. The pole barn is a nice addition outside for you as well. And the address is 26440 Hillview Drive in Edwardsburg. You can call Lisa to get a showing, 269-635-0528. Her email, LisaLivermore@remax.net. And the website, listmorewithlivermore.com. Also Facebook /listmorewithlivermore.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. We're having too much fun. Joe Daniels, John Wallace of the studio with Lisa Livermore from RE/MAX Modern Realty, and Niles. Her cell phone is 269-635-0528. Email LisaLivermore@remax.net. Website listmorewithlivermore.com and Facebook /listmorewithlivermore as well. You have this, and I'm just not really ready to move because we already did a downsizing, but I love this property out in Dowagiac, 55690 Forest Beach Street in Dowagiac. Listing price $349,900, three bedrooms, two full baths, and that doesn't count the fully poured cement, huge basement in there as well. It's in Cass County, of course, on Indian Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you've got where it's divided, so you've got the road on one side of it there. You've got
this
right on the channel.
Flooding.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And it does sit up high up on a hill, so you would not have any chance at all, I don't think, of flooding.
No, and that's a hot button issue this week.
Yeah, across the road is the access to the channel.
To the channel, and you're at the dead end, which actually is pretty nice, I think, for more of, like, say, privacy, and you don't have the traffic constantly, you know, in the channel. And then you've also got across the other side of the channel, you've got, like, a peninsula, and he used to do some duck hunting there, so you could put up a duck blind, and I mean, we are really attracting a lot of men, our looking at this property because it's also got 14 and a half acres.
Right. And it has private access to beach frontage on the lake
as well
with a dock.
Yes, it does. So I say water and woods, you know, I mean, you've got the best of both worlds, whether you want to, you know, you're a fish and you like to swim.
Sportsman special.
Exactly.
Right. Well, and in addition to 14 acres, private channel, the lake itself, you've got a four-car 30 by 40 pole barn as well with a cement floor, two lean-tos added on. It's a gorgeous property.
It sounds like a great family house, but I really, just for my own ego, hope some bachelor buys that and turns it into the coolest bachelor pad with his garage and his toys and his, you know, duck hunting stuff. That sounds tremendous.
Well, and you have to go out to the website, listmorewithlivermore.com, and look at the pictures, because this is a poured cement, beautiful basement that is the full size of the house.
Right.
And that's not even, and it's a tall basement too. It's not counting the square footage. You got so much potential down there to do all kinds of, I could see a couple pool tables down here. Anyways.
John's dreaming of his man cave. Talk to John after the show, Lisa. You may have a buyer.
55690 Forest Beach Street in Dowagiac. Listing price is $349.9. And again, you can call Lisa to get a tour, 269-635-0528.
So, Lisa, you have the Spring Seller Seminar next week, and a lot of folks that I've been talking to have been hesitant to sell their homes. They've heard us talk again and again about low inventory. There's not enough houses out there. And I think the objection is, if I sell my house, where am I going to move? And what do you say to those folks who may be thinking about coming to your seminar, but they don't know if you can help them plan all the way through that way?
So that is a very real scenario that we are facing right now. Very real. And I can speak on this on the two levels. One, experience. I just lost a deal where I've got these buyers. They're pre-approved, solid. So we put the offer in. They, the sellers, did not have a place to go to. They have been looking and looking. They couldn't find a place. So they ended up and they said, in the meantime, the listing had expired. And they said, you know what? We're just not going to relist. We're going to go down south and come back and we're going to look at it at a different time. And the buyers are like,
that's awesome.
It was everything that they were looking for. You know, it was like 2 acres and, you know, that's what they wanted. Again, it's a younger couple and that's what they wanted. And so the sellers are not finding houses for them to get into. So at the seminar, it's like, okay, everybody that's here, and I do expect a standing room only. I really do. We've already been getting some good RSVPs in.
Good.
So I am expecting a good turnout. It's kind of like this. Everybody stand up from wherever you're seated right now and go change places with somebody. I mean, that's kind of what it's like,
yeah,
right?
It's going to be like that TV show.
That's right. Yeah. Everybody, put your houses up for sale and buy someone else's house, you know? Really, that's what it is. It's going to take a leap of faith for everyone to get their houses listed and then let the market do its thing, buyers and sellers, and it will. It will all work out. But if we don't have people that are willing to sell their homes to take that risk and say, you know what, let's just put it out there this spring or whatever, then it's going to continue, like I predicted, it's going to continue to stay pretty slow.
Sure. I feel like Field of Dreams in here.
Like if you build it, they will come.
Well, if you sell it,
they will come,
right? Because other sellers, I would imagine if we get a few dedicated sellers willing to take that leap of faith right now that you mentioned, Lisa, that it could break the dam, so to speak.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, oh, that wasn't so bad. And look at all the money they made because the market's favorable right now. And look how happy they are.
At the same time, I think it points to, again, that prior discussion about for sale by owner versus a realtor, because my favorite topic, psychology, the psychologist side of being a realtor, the strategic planning side of, if you're thinking about it, and this is another great reason to go to the seminar next week, that open forum is, we've been thinking about it, but what's the plan? Where are we really going? What are we really looking for? And a good realtor helps you sort through those discussions and then finds out again the things that you're looking for in the next house so that at the same time the listing's going up, they're looking for the right property to show you
that
to fit your needs.
Yes, and that is true, John. But at the same time, if the inventory is not there for the seller to go to a different home, I mean, we can work our miracles sometimes, but we just don't have that superpower.
Well, no, you're not building them.
Yeah. And so, you know, if the houses are not there in the market for these sellers to say, all right, we're going to accept this contract and then we're going to put an offer in on this house and get a contract going on this house. So if it's just not there, you know, it's just kind of at a stagnation, at a standstill. And that's what we're trying to do, to kind of shock, you know, the spring market or jolt.
Clear.
Right.
Yes.
And at the same time, I'll say, and this is well beyond listing and or buying a house, you can't operate out of fear.
Right.
So there has to be some leap of faith that if I have a plan and this is where I want to go, I've got to put my house up on the market, because I'm not going to make an offer because I find the right house and then go, oh, I got to sell this one first. My offer is not going to get accepted.
Too late.
You know, but if I list my house and I start looking for the right properties, those other homes will come up on the market too. And I can always decide, nope, we can't find the right property, as you said, and we're not going to move now. But if I don't get listed listed first. And if I don't start that process.
Right. And that is so true, because that house up in Parenton, that is a perfect case in point. I had someone call me just yesterday asking me about it. And this house is ready. It's and I've got buyers, like I said, within just a few days. That first week it was under contract, because the buyers, they're there. They're not waiting to sell their homes. They are Johnny on the spot right now. And I've had two other phone calls that have come in recently on that house. And well, you know, we're not quite ready yet. We have to list our home. I can't help that. You need to get your home on the market now, because you know what? Other buyers are waiting to look at your home too.
Right.
So you get your house on the market, and then that frees you up. So when your home does come up, I mean, you know, and it's move-in ready. I just thousands of dollars into this home, upgrading it. The kitchen is to die for, I must admit. And that's what I get. A lot of people looking at it.
Singing it all, or in church, because that was a nice.
That was a show-stopping number.
I'm just
that
really proud of what I've done with that house. And so it's like, I would love to help you, but I can't. My hands are tied unless you are willing to put your house up for sale on the market, get an offer on it, make it contingent upon you finding a home. And then when these homes come up, jump.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Makes sense.
Joe, you're ready for the lightning round? Lisa,
I'm ready. Lisa, are you ready for the lightning round? At the end of every show, I tend to ask three generally very random questions so we get to know you a little bit better, not just as a realtor, but as a person, I guess. So three questions. First question, do you feel as though it's wrong for vegetarians to eat animal crackers?
What are the crackers? What's in the crackers? They are
just regular animal crackers, but they're shaped like animals. So I didn't know if that was a gray area.
Well, it doesn't matter the shape so much. It matters the ingredients.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. That's a very good answer. Second question. What is your favorite holiday?
Oh, I don't know. Of course, everybody loves Christmas. I do love Christmas. I really enjoy 4th of July. I enjoy Thanksgiving. I don't know if I really have a favorite.
Okay. Okay,
so let's ask it this way. What holiday is it that your family, aside from Christmas, most gathers together and celebrates and does things?
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Thanksgiving. Excellent. And last question, tying back to the fact that you are a realtor, if you could have any superpower at all, which superpower would you take just to help you become an even better realtor?
A superpower?
Mm-hmm.
I would become invisible.
Invisible. To be a fly on the wall during those shows.
I would get inside those homes and I would listen to conversations.
All right.
That's
a good answer, because for anybody listening that may be concerned, no, Lisa does not know what you say when you're taking a tour through one of her
and
listings.
And she's not invisible.
That's right. I'm not.
In fact, she is transparent. That's different.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can work miracles on deals, but I really don't have any superpowers.
Yeah. Able to negotiate solid deals in a single bound.
That's
Lisa
right.
Lisa Livermore.
I like that. Trademark?
Yeah.
Joe, did you trademark that yet for
I didn't, but I'll let Lisa use it as long as you agree to wear a cape to all your showings.
Coming up this next Wednesday, it's Remax Modern Realty hosting a great discussion forum at Southwest Michigan College Community Room, which is actually at the Niles campus. So that's at US 12 and US 60 where they meet. The entrance is on US 12. Jeff Putnam of Putnam Appraisal is going to be there. Steve Light of American Home Shield to learn what's hot and not hot, current market status, how to prepare your home for selling, along with Rich Shepperson, Mark Skeen, Jennifer Stoops, and Lisa Livermore. It's the Spring Seller Seminar. Do folks need to register ahead of time for this at all? Because it is a nice community room, but there's still limited seating.
Yes, absolutely. There is limited seating. So we are asking if they could call our office, and that's 269-683-2211. They can call. And we've got a sign-up sheet right there at the phone. So anyone, doesn't matter, whenever you call, just call. And all we need is a name and how many people attending. We're not
right.
going to...
Yeah. And this is not knowing all the realtors, including you that are attending, this is not a hard sell, come list with us tonight kind of thing. This
right.
is just an informational...
Yes.
What questions do you want to ask that you've got a variety of experts that kind of answer for you? And as I said earlier, Mark Skeen did a great job selling. Mark, you owe me lunch. My grandparents. House in Buchanan back on Bertrand and Redbud back in that area last year. Thinking of selling your home, Spring Seller Seminar. Again, you want to call 269-683-2211. And you can find more information about that event as well as her listings and more information about Lisa at listmorewithlivermore.com or Facebook/listmorewithlivermore.com. Email Lisa Livermore at remax.net. The cell phone is 269-635-0528. Looking forward to a great spring and congratulations on the closing you're heading to shortly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
It's satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by CMG Financial. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.